The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
All right, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this fifth day of December 2018. Good news today is the markets weren't open to fall another 800 points. Oh, boy. Let me see here. Got a bunch of juicy stuff for you today, folks. Here's another one. And in order to watch this video, you got to go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. But I'll give you the gist of this. And again, from Free Thought Project, these guys are on their game. I appreciate them. An innocent grandpa was gunned down in his own home by police after he had just stopped a maniac who had broken in and was literally trying to eat his grandson. I'm not joking. In Aurora, Colorado, Richard Gary Black Jr. had just successfully stopped every grandparent's worst nightmare, a maniac home invader attacking your small grandchild, when police arrived at the house and then killed him. Now, months after the innocent grandfather was gunned down for defending himself against a maniac in his own home, the officers who killed him are not going to face any charges. Officer Drew Limbaugh, I wonder if it's any relation. You know, this is kind of a strange story because Rush Limbaugh is as deaf as a damn board without his cochlear implant stuck in his head due to his addiction to Oxycontin. It turns out the grandpa had some severe hearing problems. Officer Drew Limbaugh shot and killed Black, 73, on July 30th after Black grabbed a pistol and successfully defended his grandson against Dejon Harper, who had broken into the Black's residence and began attacking the 11-year-old child. Chad Hayashi, the boy's father and Black's stepson, said that he woke up that morning to a woman standing in his doorway. She starts saying to me, "My son is on drugs and he has your baby." Hayashi ran to the bathroom where his son was screaming and found Harper attacking him. "He's naked and wet and has my son in a chokehold with his right arm and biting my son's left ear," Hayashi told ABC News. "My son was covered in blood. I jumped on him, got him to release eventually." Hayashi said Harper then attacked Black, who used his pistol to shoot the intruder in the bathroom. "My dad exited the bathroom, went around the corner, and I immediately heard multiple shots, which I thought was my dad engaging these other people in the house. Those shots were not fired from Black's gun, however. They were fired from Limbaugh's gun at Black. There was a pause, and then I hear people screaming, 'Police,' and I hear people enter the house, and my son starts screaming, 'I'm here with my dad. This crazy guy tried to attack me.' Police arrived at the residence at 1:30 a.m., and they encountered Black, who was holding a gun and a flashlight. This interaction was captured on Limbaugh's body cam. As the video shows, Black is looking around his home, holding a flashlight in one hand and a pistol in the other. Limbaugh yells at his 73-year-old to drop the gun, but it is clear that Black can't hear him. As Black continues looking around his home to make sure there are no other intruders, Limbaugh yells once more, and again Black didn't hear him. At no time did Black ever raise the pistol above his waist or point it in the direction of the officers. Yet still, Limbaugh's fear took over, and he needlessly fired 3 shots into the innocent grandpa. After Limbaugh killed him, the officer put the innocent grandpa in handcuffs. This asshat actually handcuffed a corpse. Oh, God. This angers me so much. I'm literally sitting here and I'm shaking. Because that thin blue line has turned against the people. They have ceased using common sense and they're using violence because they're too damn chicken crap to stand behind honor and an honorable badge. As I turn the corner, my dad is face down and he's handcuffed. And I reach down and I don't remember if I touched his shoulder or his face. According to Black's family, Black had severe hearing impairment due to the time he served in the Army. Black was a recipient of a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. He had survived being shot at in Vietnam, only to later be killed by the very government he fought to preserve. And that's another misnomer. Let's make a correction on this. Going around the globe killing people does not make us safe here. It makes us more vulnerable. It rots the core out of any righteousness this country once had. An attorney for the Black family explained that he died a hero by shooting and killing a naked intruder who was trying to kill his 11-year-old grandson. Sadly, in spite of the video evidence showing the shooting, Officer Limbaugh will not be charged. Based on the evidence presented and applicable Colorado law, there is no reasonable likelihood of success of proving any crimes beyond reasonable doubt at trial. District Attorney Dave Young wrote in a decision letter, therefore, no criminal charges will be filed against law enforcement officers involved in the incident. Just 11 days before he'd killed this innocent Vietnam veteran for defending his home, Limbaugh killed another man. He was almost immediately cleared in that killing and put back in the street to kill again. Citizens of Aurora, be warned, a killer cop is in your town, and because he was not held accountable, he may be allowed to kill again. Now, I am not in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Here's my major disclaimer. I am not encouraging people to take the law in their own hands, but I foresee this happening in the future. When the state won't check its own garbage at the gate, it's going to be left to the people to do that. And I'm not one for vigilante justice, folks. But I can see these people just disappearing from the face of the earth. What was that book that was written by Ross? It was years ago. It was about the ATF taking draconian measures to go and arrest people. And as the feds would show up, Unintended Consequences by John Ross. Met and talked with that guy several times. Nice guy. Guess what they do? They just fire up the tree trunk shredders. You know, those big, noisy, loud things. And then you run them through the damn thing and then gather all that stuff up and feed them to the hogs. Wonder if that would give them mad cow disease. John in... I guess this is... Yeah, you don't put N-O-W. I'm looking at this going, what the hell state is that and what's M-I? No, that's John in Northern Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
I just had to call in your last hour. You had a couple of callers call in and wondering why things are so screwed up. And if they understand or have ever been to any of their school board meetings, they will see that it's the education system that's in its fourth generation of dumbing down. And I'm talking with Charlotte Iserbeet, and people can find her website, deliberatedummingdown.com. She told me that this was maybe a year ago that it's pretty much over as far as being able to give these people any insight into what reality is, because as you talked about groupthink, that's how the classrooms are set up.
Yep.
And most people and the parents today that are 40 years old were the first to go through this, and so they feel that this is just a normal way of getting education, is group and also not learning much about anything.
Well, John, and I don't know if you remember this or not, you've been listening to this show for quite a number of years. A long time ago, I started talking about all these damn candlelight vigils that would be showing up at college campuses and be organized in communities. You know, hundreds of people would show up for a tearful whatever. And it's like, really? These are complete strangers, didn't know victims or whatever the circumstance was, that they think that they got to get together and all hold candlelight vigils to show they cared so much about somebody they didn't even know. And what it didn't dawn on me at the time that this is a conditioning mechanism. This is the snowflake. This is the proud creation of the snowflakes out there to bring the community together. You know, to sit there and cry tears for people that generally they didn't know about or care about.
Well, it started back in the 80s where David Rockefeller and Hillary Clinton and Ira Magaziner, he was involved with the education institutes, and other folks developed a program for the upcoming generations. And the Clintons did a trial in the governorship of Arkansas with a governor's school where anybody could do anything or wear anything to school. I don't know if you ever heard about the governor's school of Arkansas, but they brought this into Michigan, Oregon, and Pennsylvania as pilot states in the mid-90s, and it totally changed the direction of every school district with such garbage developed by behavioral psychologists. And it's really taken its toll on this country, and you have these football players that are probably second or third generation from this education system, and this goes up into the college levels too, because they're using group thinking and group study in colleges. Everyone has a group, and so they are clueless as to exactly what world they live in and what they really stand for, because they were not given any tools to figure logic and reason, and it's just really sad to see the damage that it's done to our country.
Well, they're claiming now, John, that the second American Revolution is now going on, and there has been a revolution. It's been a revolution by all the people that have had the history of this country bred out of them. The education facilities, the schools, whatever, this history and curriculum was conveniently dropped. We got a bunch of people out there running around thinking democracy, democracy, and if 51% of my friends and family and whatever all agree to this, well, that we're going to do it. Without the restrictions of the Constitution of the United States, there was only so many things the federal government was in charge of doing, which, by the way, they've failed miserably on all fronts. And what was not under the purview of the federal government, that was left to the states. But we also have the states jumping on board the Antifa, communist, socialist bandwagon. And they themselves have forgotten that in each and every state, guess what they have there as well, John? The state constitution. And I'm going to say this, and I don't know if this is going to roll off people's backs like water off a duck's back or not, but you sit there and you keep whining, complaining how bad things are, but what have you done to change it? What have you done to push back against it? Have you called up your state legislator, your state senator? Have you told them that, look, we got a state constitution, you're outside of the bounds of this? And I don't give a damn if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're an independent. I don't care if you claim to be a Martian and you're here on a green card. I don't care. Once these people start to feel the heat, they will start to melt like little snowflakes. As this form of government was supposed to be the checks and balances for the we, the people, to do away with any cultural or socialistic invasion or communistic invasion. It doesn't always come at the point of a gun. And this is how nation after nation after nation has been toppled. Let's take a look at the Middle East. What did they do there? They had government set up. Everybody was pretty fine and happy with that. They chose their leaders. Whoop-de-doo. I didn't care about their politics. I don't care about their countries. I really didn't care. But the respective people in these countries, they care where they live and how politics and how things are done. But what did the United States do? Well, it slipped in there and started factions that were, you know, a little grumbly at first and then really loud and then really violent. And yeah, same old chaos over and over and over again. Take a look at how these countries are toppled, how governments are flipped to go communist. It's the same thing. But of course, we don't have the media in this country warning, you know, the clarion call's not gone out to these people about what's actually happening in their own country.
Well, they are part of the education system. They've been through everybody in those departments today that are 40 and younger are the product of the system, and it's broken. And people can look at a book that will really take it back to 1835. It's called the NEA, the Trojan Horse of American Education, and they have had this plan developed from way back then. In 1988 was the first gathering of all the top teaching colleges, and from there on everything just came to fruition through the different departments and the bureaucracies. But it's a great book by Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld, and it really will probably help put people somewhat at ease. But you have to be active. You have to go to your school board and see what they're doing and see who's facilitating all of the programs. And
you know, you guys up there in Antrim County had a front row seat with the UN's new pilot program, new wetlands regulation and rules.
And 201, 202, somewhere around there. Yeah.
And what did you guys get? What did you guys do? You guys banded together and you went after these people. John, and I don't know if people believe me or not, but that group up there got in contact with a magistrate, said that, look, we've got the county sheriff sitting around threatening us to throw in jail for exercising our constitutional rights. They explained exactly what this sheriff was protecting, and it was this UN crap. And she basically told the sheriff, unless you want to end up in your own facility, you better knock it off.
And you were helpful for 2 years in a row to help reinforce with your outside input. And not only that, but the state police said, this is not our jurisdiction. We cannot come in there and help you folks. And so the magistrate did do that. And the UN was trying to make this county the first county, or make a wetlands ordinance, the first county in the country to have a wetlands ordinance, where the restrictions would be so so crazy that you wouldn't be able to do anything with development.
Yeah.
And we got it. They finally threw the people out that were being the facilitators that came in here. And it was a blessing. And John, I really thank you for your time there. But yes, this is a small community, but it just took people with, you know, the right desire to make sure things were right and having the information. The UN is so invasive, and in our schools too.
And you already you heard me talk about University of California, Berkeley.
That was amazing.
You guys did the same thing, but it took you two years to get these asshats thrown out of there and their new UN policy. It took you 2 years to do that, but you did it. And that's what I want that to sink into their brains.
And I asked the sheriff, I said, who's the most powerful person in this county? He says, the prosecuting attorney. And I said, you have got to be, you are in the wrong, business if you feel that the prosecuting attorney runs your county.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right, John.
This is how they feel.
Thanks for your call, my friend.
You.
All right.
God bless.
We'll break. 800-313-9443. Too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you. All right, we're back. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Sure.
Oh, there you are.
Hey, there we are. I nearly had to buy a new TV this morning after watching that on the news last night.
Which?
I've been following the story of the Aurora cops.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not the first time here.
No, I'm sure that it isn't. I mean, even admitted that the guy had just killed somebody else.
Yes. And they have a tendency not to investigate the backgrounds of people they hire. Because it's hard to get people to do that job out here now.
What job would that be? Being mindless little robots wearing a badge and thinking more of your own safety than that which you've pledged to protect? You mean those
exactly.
people? Yeah.
And the community, I mean, I felt bad for the news people telling the story because they've got to put a good public spin on it, but you could see it in their faces. They knew what I'm saying is false. And the DAs are in bed with the cops, and it's just like, oh, my God.
Well, and here again, you know, the DA, he's the top dog. He's the go-to guy. You want anything done? Well, okay. Well, what about the people bringing cases to the grand jury? They try to derail all of those. They ride shotgun on those things as well.
Oh, they don't try to derail, and they shut them down, or they put in people they know will not get the verdict they want.
Exactly. And
which is why I'm not...
And I was just going to say, Mike, screwing around with the wheels of justice and its mechanisms in this country, isn't that a jailable offense as well?
Supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. But it's not.
It was at one time, I'm sure.
Well, I'll tell you, these guys are going to get a rude awakening when things really start to get on a rolling boil. They start to get on a roll in this country. I'm telling you, they're not going to know what to do or which way to turn, because what they're going to feel is the ire and the angst of the American people. And these guys are going to be the target. So they're going to have a choice. Either join the good people and the right side on the side of the law. We're not making this stuff up. It's called positive law or constitutional law. You either stand with it or you're against it. And you're against us. And guess what? We outnumber you 1,000 to 1. So go ahead and make my day. Continue to be a low-life, scum-sucking butthead. Go ahead. Keep doing it.
Well, and I was talking to somebody online about France, and I think the people of France are at that point, and the government is lucky they're not as armed as the U.S. population.
See, you know, and Mike, you know damn right well. And you know, I'm not one of these people who take the accidental view of history, that these events and things that took place wasn't building for an agenda and their cause. You know, all these little disassociated things, well, it's just, well, that you're just trying to whip up a conspiracy theory. Yeah, right.
No, because if we get to the point where the people of France are, there'll be blood in the streets.
Well, and I do not want to see that happen. That's why I'm encouraging people. That's why, you know, with John from Northern Michigan here, it took them 2 years, and I stuck with them for that 2 years. I gave them all the airtime that they had won. And talking about this and warning other people of Michigan and around the country, this stuff is coming to a neighborhood near you. Here is more of the land grab with the real Agenda 21 through the UN. And many people weren't getting it, and we kept talking till we were blue in the face. Well, there was a shining example. We shined the light on it. We reported on it exhaustively. And it took them 2 years, Mike, to put those people under, but put them under they did.
And I hope we do that again and again and again, because none of us want we don't want the carnage.
And that's what I'm desperately trying to avoid.
I'm with you. And I appreciate you airing that Aurora story. We seem to be in a news bubble in Colorado, and all the crazy stuff happens here for some reason.
Well, you got a lot of government employees and a lot of black little operations going on there. Hell, even your Denver airport is suspect.
Well, yeah, second highest number of federal employees in the nation.
Yeah.
In the 23rd most populated state, makes no sense.
If the people start to shine and they start making raucous noise, I wonder which way the cockroaches will run.
Yeah. Away from the light, that's for sure. Thanks for the show, John. Keep it up, brother.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. As the FCC continues to thwart, I'll start this story before the bottom of the hour break, continues to thwart Freedom of Information Act or FOIA attempts to shine more light on the bogus comments that plague the agency's net neutrality repeal. One of the FCC's commissioners has accused her own agency of thwarting journalism and hiding the truth. Oh-ho. The New York Times and other outlets recently sued the FCC, stating that the agency is blocking efforts by journalists and consumer groups to discover who is behind the millions. I'm going to read this slowly so people get what I'm saying. Stating the agency is blocking efforts by journalists and consumer groups to discover who is behind the millions of bogus comments that plagued the FCC's net neutrality repeal late last year. It was rigged. I think the founders were right. When the government turns on its people, you have the right to reform it. It's your duty and your obligation to your country to pull that down and just move it a little bit further out west if you have to. A brand new seat of government that represents the people under the law.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Rob in Wisconsin, I do believe. Hello, Rob.
How you doing, John?
Good. You scared me.
I'm sorry.
I almost jumped out of my seat. How you doing? I ain't good. Now that I'm
over. I'm so used to yelling over loud machinery. Sorry, sir.
That's okay. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just calling in on a happy, great day. We're celebrating the death of another American traitor, you know. So I just, at least we're celebrating his death. We don't know if he's actually dead or if he died before, or we really don't know, but maybe someday we'll know.
Well, and do you agree with my assessment about this three-day-long trilogy that they've been doing to tell the world how wonderful George Bush really was? Do you think that these politicians and their associated groups in Washington, D.C. are a little scared?
John, they are going for an extra-large depends moment because they have, on Saturday or Friday when they announced this Patriot Soapbox online, they called BS all over this. They're like, oh, yeah, right there, there's your... You know, because I was expecting what's your what was your distraction from today being, you know, but they're not going to be able to stop it. They think they are, but the Q posts, they already knew about this. So they're listening to everything they got. So,
well, I'm telling you, it's going. I've said this before, Rob. People that heretofore, and I don't give a damn what group you're associated, what agency you were part of, you're an American first. You weren't born into your agencies. I'm sorry. That contract you signed, non-disclosure, there are ways around that. If you're asked to deal and keep secret knowingly illegal activities, guess what? You got the green light to start yapping your trap.
And yeah, the whistleblower stuff is actually working very well now, and again, there's so many layers of this, but the beautiful part, and I know you've seen this, the people in London, they're calling out that Trump, we want Trump to be our president. People in France are calling BS all over Macron.
They were over in England. Somebody misidentified a video, and it was actually taking place in England, but people were over there yelling for Donald Trump. They wanted Donald Trump.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And the Q movement is contagion, John. And as of this past weekend, when Pence posted on Twitter a picture of him walking past the SWAT police officer in Broward County, Florida, who had a Q patch on his SWAT outfit, he was relieved. He lost his good standing or potentially job because he was supporting a group like that. Well, Q stated, they put out the word to him that basically you come over to Secret Service, DOJ, FBI, you've already basically been vetted. We'll take you. They basically gave him a job offer.
Am I hearing rumblings with the agencies that the agencies themselves are at war with themselves?
There's still, John, you know how many years there were ability to dig the holes of rats, and everybody thinks, oh, we got a magic button. It's called Donald Trump and an executive order or this or that. My God, it's taken 100 years to dig this thing this deep. I mean, it's going to take a while to ferret out all the bad apples. So I know it's taking painfully long, but this past weekend, Saturday, 100 military police unit were sent to Gitmo. There's so much activity at Gitmo. You got an extra 100 military police. You got a $20 million barracks that holds 800 people there. I don't believe that was for police officers or for military people. I'm thinking it's going to be converted into an extra large housing complex for the extra rent. So,
Rob, that sounds good. And forgive me for being skeptical, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh, yeah, that's fair enough. And that's, you know, like we've said before, we either fix it right now, or we're done. It's all over.
Yeah, and welcome to the second American Revolution, which I don't really want to do because they've got the neat, nifty little toys. And I think I posted up a story. If I have time, I'll get around to it. It's part of this program, but it's really got some dark underpinnings that, well, they're going to let every law enforcement agencies use drones across the country. And what are you protecting me from? The ghost the ghost of Saddam Hussein or something? Yeah.
Well, no, it might be also for all those MS-13 and all those, you know, other, you know, Al Qaeda and ISIS criminals that Obama let in. That's a possibility. But
Rob, you've been around. You've listened to this show for a number of years. What do you think the net effect would be if we just had a national day of peace, but carrying a big gun and walking softly? What if all the gun owners in this country strapped on for a 24-hour period? And I'm talking about everywhere in this country. Do you think that might send a message?
Oh, you know, you're right. Yes, it would send a message. And the thing that people don't really pay attention to, we're back to the point where these people are, they're dead red, they're Texas Hold'em, they're pot committed. They have to hold on to this because they have nothing else other than try to get rid of Trump and what's left of what they feel they can get rid of us.
But have you noticed the negative stories coming out about Trump? And it's starting, and this is always fun for me because I look at the sources that used to be all in, and now, there's kind of detracting statements being made and stories that are being made that are not really, complimentary to Mr. Trump. I find this rather fascinating. I don't think Trump is the president that you and I would have picked for this country. It probably would have been somebody more like Ron Paul. That's why I was disappointed that Donald Trump, if he really wanted to do a political message out there, Ron Paul had laid the groundwork, traveled millions of miles, talked to a lot of people. Everybody knew who and what that man was and what he stood for. Now, I would have much preferred him picking him as vice president rather than Mr. Here's another good Christian, Mr. Pence. Yeah.
Well, that was, I believe, one thing that he capitulated to being forced upon him. I think he wanted the general Flynn. I think he that was the inside word that he was going to have Flynn as his. But he still could once they lost Pence, because I think there's some stuff behind him, but we won't talk about that right now. Right now, I mean, you look at Paul Ryan. He basically laid down and let nobody get back with money for the House of Representatives. He was instrumental, highly instrumental in giving the Dems that. And that guy, I'll tell you what, I live in Wisconsin. People that I know where he lives. And I think we'll be paying him a little visit someday and give him a big giant rat, pile of rats in his front yard or something.
Yeah, well,
just to let him know that, we're watching him. I think he's not off the hook yet.
Well,
I don't believe it.
And here's these little smiley joy boys that they envision these ever-growing political careers and of more importance. And it's people like Ryan. All the people that are familiar with how things should be can take a look at a Paul Ryan, and know exactly who and what this creature is. But a lot of other people don't. I was thinking about this today. There are groups of people out there that still think, as long as it's got an R after their name, these are good people. These are conservatives. They have their heads buried in the sand someplace. They will not or cannot look at things for what they really are.
It's cannot, John. It's too painful to find out the real truth. My oldest brother believes that, what's going on, the conspiracy against us with all these news media, all this stuff, yet he still believes Bush didn't do 9/11 and all that stuff. It's too wild out there. It because it's painful. They feel like they're stupid if they believe that, if they find out that really happened, because they feel like they're too smart. They were too smart to have that pulled over of them. But, I've lost it. John, remember, the most dangerous man in the world is somebody who's lost everything in his life that mattered to him. And I remind people sometimes monthly, daily, that's me. And don't think for a minute I'll take this thing as far as it has to be when it comes time, because I don't have anything left to lose.
Well, and everybody is starting to get that idea. Rob, I thank you for your call, sir. How's Wisconsin, by the way? How's it treating you?
It's peaceful. It's very nice. Not a lot of people there. So
better,
it's good.
Better than Chi-Town.
Oh, God, help us.
Hey, take care of yourself.
You too, bye.
All right. As I was talking about the FCC, and another fast one they pulled here. One of their own commissioners accused their agency of thwarting journalism and hiding the truth. countless consumers, and several senators say they had their identities lifted and used to support the FCC's repeal during the agency's public comment period. The only opportunity most Americans had to make their views known on the subject, evidence suggests hackers used bots and a compromised database to flood the proceedings with bogus support. As a result, even the dead supported Pai's repeal of net neutrality, despite the fact that public polling suggests broad bipartisan support for the rules. But the FCC has consistently fought against FOIA requests for server, API, email, IP addresses, and other data that could help identify the culprit. The New York Times complaint, even the New York Times, folks, complaint against the FCC says the outlet exhausted all administrative remedies by repeatedly narrowing the scope of its request over a period of several months, all to no avail. Other journalists like Jason Prechtel have sued the FCC in a bid to get the truth about who manipulated the FCC comment system and who may have bankrolled the effort. In a November memorandum opinion and order released this week for the first time, the FCC attempts to claim numerous FOIA exemptions prohibit the agency from releasing data essential to identifying the culprits. Both FOIA Exemption 6, designed to protect personal privacy, and Exemption 7E, designed to protect the security, are cited by the FCC as justification. No. What's being requested here is we know you did wrong, and we want the information to prove it. And you've got to turn it over to us. This isn't just a devil may care, we just want your stuff. Like the government goes around collecting everybody's data or the communications company and selling it to the government or to the highest bidder. FCC lawyers also tried to claim that journalists don't actually need access to the data because there's numerous other investigations ongoing into the scandal, including one at the GAO. Yeah, another government organization, kind of a fox guarding and eating the chickens in your hen house. Times reporter Nicholas Confessor, what an interesting name, has not provided us with any reason to believe that his review of the data would significantly advance any public interest beyond the investigations that are already underway. Oh, these investigations that nobody's heard about because of the controlled media in lockstep with the government? Oh, those people? Okay, I'm sorry. That's a curious claim, since Ajit Pai, FCC, has refused to cooperate with said investigations as well. The New York Attorney General's office, and I'm talking about whacked out New York here, folks. The New York Attorney General's office, for example, stated in an open letter last November that the FCC ignored 9 inquiries over a period of 5 months looking for server logs or other information in a bid to discover who is behind the millions of bogus comments. The FCC didn't respond to a motherboard request for the comment. FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel. God, I'm not making this stuff up, folks. I'm just here to report it. For her part, wasn't particularly impressed with the FCC's justification of the FOIA blockade and took to Twitter to accuse her own agency of hindering journalism, hiding the truth, and potentially violating the law. Instead of providing news organizations the information requested, in this decision, the FCC decides to hide behind Freedom of Information Act exemptions and thwart investigative journalism. Rosenworcel's press representative did not respond to a request for comment. She criticized the agency's overboard claims of FOIA exemption and implied the agency had lost much of its credibility when other FOIA requests found the Pai's FCC completely made up of DDoS attack, presumably to try to downplay public backlash to its policies. It appears this agency is trying to prevent anybody from looking too closely at the mess it made of net neutrality, said the commissioner. It is hiding what it knows about the fraud in our record, and it's preventing an honest account of its many problems from seeing the light of day. You can expect the FCC's failure to assist inquiries into the scandal to play a starring role during the upcoming lawsuits against the FCC, the opening arguments for which are slated to begin next February. Now, did you hear any of that on your evening news, folks? You bet your sweet bippy you didn't. That's why we're here, folks. And for God's sakes, I wish I wasn't here. But we need to be here. We need to be here because everybody in this world anymore thinks that it's not bad or illegal unless you get caught. I am so sick of this. I mean, corruption, I mean, this just rotten to the core. We'll take a break, much needed break, before I burst something here. Back in 3 minutes to close out this Wednesday edition of the National Intel Report. And I'd like to thank the guy that sat in for me yesterday. Sounded a hell of a lot like me.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Alrighty. By the way, The Guardian, that's where Greenblatt or Greenburn or whatever that reporter's name is. The Guardian did not make a mistake in vilifying Julian Assange without a shred of evidence. What it did, it was designed to do, says Jonathan Cook. It is welcome that they finally, there's been a little pushback, including from leading journalists. The Guardian's long-running vilification of Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks. Reporter Luke Harding's latest article claiming that Donald Trump's disgraced former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, secretly visited Assange and Ecuador's embassy in London on three occasions is so full of holes that even the hardened opponents of Assange and the corporate media are struggling to stand by it. Faced with a backlash, The Guardian quickly and very quietly rode back its initial certainty that the story was based on verified facts. Instead, it amended the text without acknowledging it had done so, to attribute the claims to unnamed and uncheckable sources. The propaganda function of the piece is patent. It is intended to provide evidence for long-standing allegations that Assange conspired with Trump and Trump's supposed backers in the Kremlin to damage Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential race. I got a newsflash for him. What was damaging to Hillary Clinton was Hillary Clinton. Get over it. The Guardian's latest story provides a supposedly stronger foundation for an existing narrative that Assange and WikiLeaks knowingly published emails hacked by Russia from the Democrat Party servers. In truth, there is no public evidence that the emails were hacked or that Russia was involved. Central actors have suggested instead the emails were leaked from within the Democrat Party. And they were. And it's got a name. It's Seth Rich. But I'm sorry, three bullets in the back, failed robbery. Yeah, my eyeball. That's the guy that gave the information to Julian Assange, and he promptly put it out to the world. Dead men tell no tales, do they? Or do they? I think I can still hear Seth Rich's voice from beyond the grave. Well, nonetheless, the unverified allegation has been aggressively exploited by the Democratic leadership because it shifts attention away from both its failure to mount an effective electoral challenge to Trump and from the damaging contents of the emails. These show that the party bureaucrats sought to rig primaries to make sure Clinton's challenge for the Democratic nomination, Bernie Sanders, lost. To underscore the intended effect of the Guardian's new claims, Harding even throws in a casual and unsubstantiated reference to Russia's joining Manafort in supposedly meeting Assange. Now, folks, this has got the earmarks of the intelligence agencies all over it, of which the intelligence agencies of the respective countries pump the garbage into the media, and they dutifully snap to attention and then promptly put the garbage out to the people as if it were fact. That's how bad the situation is. I'm telling you, people around the world are starting to get the idea. They're starting to smell something stinks, and it ain't coming from a foreign land. It's right under their noses. There's a bunch of information I didn't even get a chance to get around to. We'll continue that on tomorrow's program. I appreciate you being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Please support this network. We're the little guys that the big guys hate. And we've been putting out the information, informing people for years, and we'll continue to do so with your help. Give us a vote. No, there's not a political ballot. We're not left. We're not right. We're not independent. We're just into telling you the truth. And your ballot is your dollars. Please support us. And again, thank you for being here today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Man, I'm glad to be doing this show. See you tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.